Thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and I'm joined by Max Fay, who is the president of the Blaine County Community Fund. Max, thanks for taking the time with us today. We've got a couple of exciting things to talk about, and appreciate you taking time out of your day to let us know about them.
Glad that you've allowed me the time to talk about and promote the Blaine County Community Fund. Thank you for doing this.
Well, we talked a little bit before we started our on-air conversation here this morning, but you've got a couple of fun things for the season and on into the winter that we can talk about. I think one of those things is something that everyone really looks forward to when it comes to the fall, and I think it'll work as a great fundraiser for you. You've got a chili cook-off in conjunction with a fall festival coming up pretty quick here on October 18th. Tell us a little bit about that event and your, I guess, opportunity to invite people out to check it out.
Sure. So on October 18th at 5 p.m. at the Brewster Community Center, we will have the Fall Festival. We are working on bringing together the opportunity to do rack rides. We still have a few pieces to put together. We will have a hay rack ride. We're trying to make sure it's horse-drawn, but we still have a few pieces to put that together. But we will start out with the hay rack ride, and hopefully by that time all the fall colors will be in full bloom or whatever, be crisp enough to need a hoodie or pullover. And we will start with hay rack rides, and then that will be before the chili cook-off. And then at 5 o'clock inside the community center, we'll do a chili cook-off, and we were going to let the public vote on who they deem to have the best chili. And then depending on how many entries we have, hopefully everybody will have a full belly after taste testing. But we will also have some additional soup there in case chili doesn't agree with you, and have some other food there to partake of if chili is not quite your favorite fall dessert, dish.
Well, if we know anything about our small towns here in central Nebraska, there's a lot of people that know how to cook very good chili. And I'm sure that's the situation with you out there in Blaine County as well. I'm sure some people are already trying to figure out which recipe they're going to go with. And you've got some good chefs out there that are ready to cook some up. So that's an opportunity. Obviously going to be a free will donation to help out with that, right?
Correct. Okay. It'll be a free will donation. If you want to come in the door, we will have, you know, a place there you can donate, and we'd like to have you sign a book, you know, just kind of to let us know you were there. There is some talk about how we will cast a vote for the winning chili. You know, we may let people vote with their dollar bill if they choose to. You know, we may have a can set up in each chili, and you may be able to vote with your dollar bill if you like that chili the best, and the one that raises the most money may very well be deemed the chili cook-off champion. But I do know, on a side note, there's a husband and wife that we're talking. We may have some friendly competition amongst husbands and wives, even on the chili cook-off. So
great. Well, and it's all for a good cause, and we'll talk a little bit after we talk about this next item about you know, what the Blaine County Community Fund is all about. But I want to touch on this other fundraiser that you've got going on. I know you talked before we started our conversation about some other things you've had going on, but this is a fundraising event where people can enter to win some grand prizes. Two winners get a half of beef and two winners get a half of pork. And I know that we're big on our beef and pork in this area. So kind of tell us a little bit about this, how people can get entered, and then when this grand prize is going to be drawn for. I know it ties in closely to the community, this fundraising event.
Yes. So as you mentioned, there'll technically be four winners, but you can contact any of the Blaine County Community Fund members for tickets, but specifically Mallory is kind of heading this up. We're trying to get it out on social media and then, you know, flyers and businesses, and her name and telephone number are attached to that. But, and her number If it's okay to give out on the air, I don't know the restrictions. Is that okay if I give you her number?
Yep.
Okay. So her number is 719-252-9098. And you can call her or text her for tickets. Or like I said, you can reach out to any community board member, myself included, and we will get you those tickets. We're going to run the promotion through the end of the year, so that everyone has a chance for it. And the drawing will be on January 2nd, 2026, you know, at the home basketball game. And we'll just do it right there at halftime, I believe, is when we will do it during the break of the game. And we'll pull out the winners for that. And what I have to say is I really want to give a shout out to those that have helped sponsor this. You know, the cost of processing, the donation of that, you know, it all takes money. And so local businesses have done a really good job about supporting this. And Thomas Livestock, the Cattleman's Cut from Brewster, Cox Ranch from Purdom, Del Porto Livestock from Brewster, Keys Angus from Brewster, Minor Simonson Angus from Dunning, and Rancho Casino Angus from Purdom, they've all come together to pay for the processing and the donation of the beef and the pork. So, you know, when you win it, the winner won't have to do anything but pick up the finished product from the butcher shop. So that's, without these people donating, you know, we couldn't do this fundraiser to the degree that we are doing it. So the local community has stepped up really big to help this. And so I want to thank you to all of those people that helped sponsor this.
Great. Well, it's a couple of great fundraisers, one here in October, right in the middle of fall, and then one to take us on into the new year, which I know you were talking before we started our official conversation here. You really, you and your group there with the community fund have some high hopes, and you're really wanting to get some things going, you know, maybe some talks of a yearly newsletter, and you're just always building for something in the future, so that you can kind of get something up and going with some other new events coming up in the new year. I won't ask you for specifics because it's all about the planning process, but just kind of speak generally to the Blaine County Community Fund and what the goal is of your group of people and what you want to do for your community as a part of BCCF.
Okay. So we support the nonprofit businesses. So a lot of, you know, rescue, EMS, fire, some community buildings, you know, Dunning and Brewster and Alzey and Purdom all have, you know, community buildings to hold events at. And because they're so sparsely populated, funds to keep these buildings up, you know, can be hard to come by. And so, you know, one of the things that we can bring to the table is they can apply for a grant to upkeep these buildings. You know, the fire departments, again, money's hard to come by, and equipment is so expensive that they can have trouble raising the funds to replace or repair some of this equipment. Same way with EMS, you know, I mean, everything is expensive, but those are all very important and very needed services. So, you know, you can apply to BCCF for funds like that, and you know, our hope is to eventually get enough money through the years and get the community to understand that we're there and what we're for, that the funds will come in. We can significantly impact, you know, Purdom, Halsey, Dunning, and Brewster through the years through our fundraising and help these nonprofits stay viable in our community so that we don't lose these services.
Great. Well, very important. And those next opportunities that people have would be this Fall Festival and Chili Cook-Off on October 18th, and also this fundraising event for the beef and the pork. And that drawing is on January 2nd. If people are just tuning in right now and hearing the tail end of this conversation, we'll have a story up on sandhillsexpress.com under the local news page there. Well, that'll include the contact information you need as well. Max, appreciate your time today. Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you wanted to toss out to our listeners today?
Not at this time. I sure appreciate your time, Jeremy. Thank you for allowing us to come on your station and promote the Blaine County Community Fund.
Certainly. Our pleasure.